Hey everyone, this is Brooke Hines with Progressive News Network, and I've got a special report concerning the special election today in Miami. This is the seat vacated by Frank Artiles. It's state Senate seat in District 40. The race is between longtime Democratic favorite Annette Tadeo and a relative newcomer to the party, former Republican Ana Rivas-Logan. And it appears that Rivas-Logan is being helped by special interests. And these are the special interests who are the usual suspects who come around to support Republican candidate. They are currently busy funding a group called Floridians for Accountability, which has targeted Annette Tadeo with a number of oppositional direct mail pieces. Rick Spezak talked to Annette Tadeo last night about the allegations with this special interest group and where the money is coming from. And here's Annette Tadeo telling that story.
Yes, the Herald has confirmed and the reports have confirmed that my primary opponent, what I always knew all along, that my primary opponent was working directly with these special interests that were funding the attacks on me. Very false attacks. I mean, your listeners know that I have nothing in common with Rick Scott and certainly with Donald Trump or Sarah Palin. But I tell you, when I saw my face right next to them, that was right a little bit laughable, but at the same time, you know, obviously they're trying to hurt me in the primary because they know, they've seen the polling in the general, that no matter who wins on the other side, I am the strongest candidate. But yes, even we have seen the sugar industry has invested a lot of money, so has FPL. And the other company, interestingly enough, is the company that our lovely governor, Rick Scott, used to work for, that did the biggest, Medicare fraud in history in the United States. Well, HCA has invested to the tune of two checks for $75,000 each.
My goodness.
In addition to that, AIF, which is Associated Industries of Florida, which is, a chamber-like group that is heavily funded by charter schools, have invested $200,000. So we are at the $350,000 level of investment from the special interests attacking me and trying to help my primary opponent. So I think this is a new day in Florida politics where the Republicans are investing in Democratic candidates to make sure that they have the weakest one come out so that they can have an easier time winning in a very difficult race for them to begin with, because this is an area that Hillary carried by almost 20 points. So I am actually feeling really good, because even though with all those attacks, the response has been overwhelming. Voters know me. They know that I have been a fighter for Democratic causes, fighter against polluting, and a fighter for public education. So, you know, they are seeing right through and they're saying, why are we getting all this hate mail? They went a little too far to try to say that I want to drill, baby, drill.
Well, you know, it's so much right out of the Republican playbook. Attack your opponent for your own weakness. And here we've got an opponent who is a new Democrat, is a person who just became a Democrat, someone with no background, who in fact ran and won as a Republican, and now she's pretending to be a Democrat. Boy, that's just business as usual for those people. They can't win legit, so they're going to play both sides of the board.
Yes, and you know what's even worse is they actually, we all know Sunshine State News, well known for being funded by the Republicans in the Chamber of Commerce. Well, they have been using all these articles that Sunshine has written, which are all flat-out lies, and claim that, you know, the media covered it, and while the Miami Herald keeps covering these things and proving that all of them are flat-out lies. So it's nice to see that all they have is lies, and they're just making them up, but obviously they do it for two reasons. One, because sometimes it works and people believe it, but two, because also they suppress the vote this way, and if they can get lucky and maybe get their candidate to win the primary, then they're going to be very happy. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see it from knocking on the doors and talking with the voters. I just finished making phone calls with a group of volunteers right here in our field office. And, you know, overall, the response is very, very good for us. So we feel good. We feel we're going to be celebrating tomorrow. It's going to be a short celebration because we're going to get to work right away because we have a big general. And I'll tell you, if they're spending this much in a primary trying to stop me, I can only imagine the millions of dollars that are going to come against us in the general. So we're going to need all the help we can get to make sure we can win this race. And we're going to need lots of people because this will continue to be a people-powered campaign against the special interests.
Well, you have a friend here, Annette. We are supporting you 100%. And, you know, it just goes to show you that these Republicans have pulled out all the stops. There's no sense of fair play. There's no sense of respecting the electorate. They'll use any lie, any charge. And of course, just like you're known by your friends, you're known by your enemies, too. So to have these people aligned against you, you have made some powerful enemies. That speaks so highly of you, my dear. I wish you every success tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Rick, and I look forward to staying in touch with you and your listeners so that we can, again, bring it all the way tomorrow and then in the general.
That's right.
Thank you
so
much.
And God bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you have it, folks. If you live in Senate District 40 in Miami, please get out and vote today. And if you don't live in Senate District 40, please share this special report with people who do. And let's try to get everyone out to support Annette Tadeo, the real Democrat, in Senate District 40 for the special election. Thanks, y'all.